Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I want to cram in a few more calls, and we'll get to everybody else that's holding after Bob leaves us. Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob, finishing up your statement about being calm, we're talking about a further collapse coming down the road, but clearly the degeneration of the economy is accelerating. I mean, I'm not saying Gerald's 100% right, but I do see your point. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've talked about this before when yourself, you thought things were closer than we were, and Paul Craig Robinson and I said, look, no, you got to slow down. Things take a lot longer than, you know, you anticipate. And you find that out by being around as long as we have. And I'm almost as old as he is. But the point here is that it's coming. Yes, it is. Get prepared. We don't know what the timing is, but it doesn't make any difference if we're prepared.
Well, as Robert says, there was a lot of wealth in this country and in Europe. It takes time for that to drain out.
That's right.
All right, let's go
Absolutely.
To Chris. Let's go to Chris in California. Chris, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob. Hi, Alex. Long-time listener, Prison Planet subscriber, and respect both of you guys quite a bit. I'm calling from L.A., by the way, your favorite city, Alex. I just wanted to bring up with Bob kind of a similar question. I mean, we've been going through this gradual crash for quite a while. Do you think that it's possible that the globalists could just, you know, have maybe lost control completely at some point? Maybe some kind of outside force or outside event causes maybe a flashpoint. Maybe that's what Salente is talking about happening before the end of the year. And my second question is, kind of for both of you, could you discuss a little bit more about this lame duck session coming up? I tend to think that it could be actually hugely significant because a route is what might be exactly what the globalists want, a route of the Democrats, because what better fodder would there be for the Democrats to now have, an opportunity or a incentive to be bribed or, you know, cashed out as they're basically walking away.
Oh, yeah, the lame duck's very dangerous. Chris, thanks for the call. Let me get a quick comment from Bob Chapman on that. Bob?
Well, the latter part about the lame duck session is extremely, extremely dangerous. And boy, we got to climb all over people. And some people who are going to be voted out, we can't climb them because they just don't care. And these people who are behind the scenes have paid them and said, look, we paid you off. You got to do this. So it is dangerous.
Well, Bob, also remember Obama, and he's still going to have the U.S. attorneys and the Justice Department. You watch. They are going to be trying to set up and frame and go after all these new members of Congress.
That's correct as well. And, you know, the projection of what's going to happen, the shape it's going to come in, we often don't know until we get rather close. But we know it's coming. And, again, it's all preparation, even-handed, even-minded. We can't go off on tangents. We got to zero in on the problems, both on the radio, on the Internet, as well as personally.
Well, these are definitely very serious times. We're at a global crossroads for humanity. That's why every liberty lover needs to get even more informed, more active, louder, and point out who's behind this depression, point out who's behind the tyranny, point out who is the main source of our ills so that these globalists can't pose as our saviors as the crisis deepens and sell us even more tyranny.
Well, you're right about that, and you and I and others will stop them from getting away with that, so to speak.
Well, Bob, it's always great talking to you, and God willing, I'll see you again next Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. We had you on an hour early today. Have a great weekend, and be safe.
Well, thank you, and the same to you, Alex, and thank you all for listening.
Thank you. There goes Bob Chapman. If you want to call and get a free copy of the International Forecaster introductory copy, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and I'd get some of that silver and gold while you're at it when you call that number.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to preface this for a few minutes before we go to him. But I've heard the audio clips online of him on national television, national radio, regional radio. I love his spirit. I love his courage. And he's Kevin Bracken, president of the Victorian Trades Hall Council, one of the most powerful unions in the country, sits on government boards. The prime minister and others have demonized him in Australia. They've tried to tell him to basically shut up. Other members of parliament have called for him to be censured or to get in trouble for his free speech. And the nation has stood up and said, even if some people disagree with him, which is really the minority, he says 50-50, that's what the polls show. The newspaper polls show over 70% agree with him about 9/11 stinking to high heaven. But even if you disagree with him, he's got his right to common law free speech. But I want to preface this with some new breaking news. Last year, Governor Ridge, the former head of Homeland Security, wrote a book and admitted what we'd already gotten from the White House, that Bush would issue fake terror alerts ahead of elections, the off-year elections and the presidential election of 2004. That is an act of terrorism to issue fake terror alerts. We know Anwar al-Awlaki, the number one in al-Qaeda, number three 9 years ago, Fox News, AP, Reuters, it's now been leaked, was meeting in secret meetings at the Pentagon 2 months after 9/11 with the Secretary of the Army. This is the guy that ran the underwear bombing on Christmas Day, the Hassan shooting, where the government knew and blocked it. He is a master controller of these patsies. The Times Square bombing. 2 months ago, Clinton and Obama advisor Robert Shapiro in the Financial Times of London, and Watts is doing an article on this right now, said, without an Oklahoma City bombing or a new 9/11, Obama is over, and the whole agenda is over. We must have terror attacks so the president can look strong and look powerful. I'm paraphrasing the quote. We've read it many times on air. In fact, I'm going to pull back up that Financial Times of London headline and the Prison Planet headline that has the quote. What's his name? Robert Shapiro, or Clinton advisor, says Obama needs stage terror. That'll pull it up. I need that quote. I forgot to ask you guys. I want to read the actual quote before our guest leaves us. He's with us for another 50 minutes, and I'm moving quick because this is so important. Now, this morning, about 4 hours ago, they started announcing multiple planes on the tarmac, bombs from Yemen. Oh, my gosh, we're all dead. UPS delivery trucks being stopped in areas of New York, Queens, Long Island, hysteria over backpacks at federal buildings, you know, left by school children. Within 30 minutes of the fear-mongering, and I noticed they had former Governor Keating, who covered up the Oklahoma City event, and others on, saying, well, even if this doesn't turn out to be real, it shows how we're trying to save you and how Al-Qaeda wants to hit us. And I said when we started the show, 2 hours before this came out, it's now on Drudge Report, CNN, more hysteria, ink cartridge tested negative for explosive material. Starting in England, yesterday during the afternoon in England, they get an ink cartridge out and a shipment of ink cartridges, and they think it's a bomb, no explosive residue. Now, I said first hour, the White House is behind this, 99% chance, ahead of the election in 3 days, to demonize people and to demonize opposition against the war and to make himself look like a strong leader. And they may stage other stuff. Now it's admitted no bomb residue, completely made up. And there's a statement by the White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs at whitehouse.gov. This is also up on Drudge. It's also all gone up on prisonplanet.com. Last night, intelligence and law enforcement agencies discovered potential suspicious packages on two planes in transit to the United States. Based on those, cooperating among U.S. government agencies and with our foreign allies and partners, authorities were able to identify and examine two suspicious packages, one in East Midlands, United Kingdom, and the other from Dubai. Both of these packages originated from Yemen. As a result, security precautions triggered this threat, and additional measures were taken regarding the flights at Newark, Liberty, and Philadelphia International Airports. The president was notified of potential terror threat on Thursday night by John Brennan, assistant to the president of Homeland Security Counterterrorism. The president directed U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies and the Department of Homeland Security to take steps to ensure the safety and security of the American people and to determine whether these threats, as part of an additional terrorism plotting, the president will receive regular updates from the national security team. He is alerted to the threat. This was issued just about 30 minutes ago. So they knew when they swiped it and tested it for bombs, takes about 10 seconds, that there was no explosives in the printer cartridge. Hey, will you pull a printer cartridge out of a printer and we'll show people what causes, you know, lockdowns on the East Coast? But pull one out. I want to show it to people. You know, this evil devil weapon. Now, here's the Financial Times of London. Obama faces growing credibility crisis, and we're going to our guest. And he's quoted in here as saying, quote, the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Robert Shapiro, Clinton official and Obama supporter. He also advises him. Quote, he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do that. Now, that was in July 13th, 2010, 3 months ago. I take you now to Australia, to a great patriot. I'm going to read some of his quotes coming up later, of Kevin Bracken, president of the Victorian Trades Hall Council, and the VTHC is the coordination of union activities and campaigns with the union, and it goes on, he also sits on some government boards, and the issue here is he's gone public for 9/11 truth. He's an engineer. Trades Hall president Kevin Bracken stands by his 9/11 conspiracy. He was demonized. And here are his quotes when he was demonized on national media when he got a chance to respond. He said, unfortunately, cowards like yourself have set the political agenda in this country for too long, said Kevin Bracken. I won't be cowered down to bullies like yourself. And he just went through the controlled demolition information. and the Prime Minister is blasphemy. Many have called for him to get in trouble for his free speech. Joining us, we got a lot of listeners in Australia as well on the internet and satellite, is Kevin Bracken, a great patriot there in Australia. Sir, great to have you on.
Thanks, Alex. It's great to be on. But I've got to just clarify this. When I'm speaking on this, I'm saying this, I've been asked to say this is my opinion. We're going to take these things back to our members and make sure that's fully recognised by them. Because a lot of people wanted to distance themselves, and I've discussed it with the Victorian Trades All Council and my own union, the Maritime Union, and I'm letting everyone know that it's my, these are my statements, but they were begun out of resolutions from our union, and it was taken to Trades Hall, and it was a resolution that was passed that said we condemn the terrorist attacks, tragic terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. They've been used to start two preemptive wars and attacks civil liberties and our legal principles, which have been the cornerstone of civilised communities. There's an urgent need to go back and reassess the way we view the world after September 11, and we call for another proper independent inquiry into the terrorist attacks of that day. So that was a resolution which was passed by Trades Hall Council.
So that means your members have basically that voted for that. You're speaking as independent citizen,
it's a resolution that was passed by the Trades Hall Council, which is the supreme decision-making body of the Trades Hall.
Is the group over all the major unions, and they basically then, at least those that voted in the majority, they have signed, sealed, and delivered, and basically backed you.
Well, that was done in 2008.
Yes.
So, but
you'd already spoken out as early as 2006, right?
Yeah. Well, I was a bit suspicious right from the start. And as you were talking earlier on about Obama having a terror threat, the word for George Bush, he had a 20% approval rating before September 11th. And after September 11, he had an 80% approval rating. But I just hope if there is another terror event, that enough people are wisened up to have a look at what's really happened.
You talk about 50% of the public agreeing with you. Polls actually are showing 70% of Australians questioning the attack. Quantify your statement of 50% back you.
Well, at the time, that was accurate because after that, there was a bit of a... created, it went right around the world actually, and the Herald Sun, which is a newspaper here, put a poll out. Do you think the comments made by Kevin Bracken are reasonable? And well, it's now 76% support me, and 23% say it wasn't reasonable. So it is a big majority of people now. But at the time when I spoke to John Fain on the phone, it was about 50-50. Now it's 76 to 23 point something.
Amazing. Why did you, as an engineer, first begin to question the official story?
All right, I'll clarify this too. I'm not an engineer. I'm actually a dock worker who stood for a position. But my...
Okay, well, the newspaper says you're an engineer, so I apologize.
That's all right. But what happened, there was a debate about the war in Afghanistan, Australia's involvement in the war in Afghanistan. The day before, there was a press release put out by Paul Mason, who's a structural engineer. He's been a structural engineer for 36 years. And he said, you can't have a debate about Australia's involvement in Afghanistan unless you go back and have a look at September 11. And that was done as a press release. Well, on top of that, I pressed reply to all. And I said, that's right, there are many unanswered questions about September 11. For example, why did four planes hijack for an hour and 20 minutes and no US Air Force fighters went up to intercept them, which is against their protocols. And then about another 10 things. And I said, there's resolutions from the Victorian Trades All Council and the Maritime Union of Australia, the Victoria branch, calling for another inquiry. And then John Fain sent me an email back, who's the presenter of the program, and said, will you say it on air? I said, yeah, just give me the time and the number to call. And so, when I did make a phone call, he says, oh, who are you? Hang on. As if I'd just called out the blue.
So being disingenuous.
Yeah, well, I was telling the truth. We've had Richard Gage actually came out and spoke to a meeting at the Victorian Trades All Council and did a presentation from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And I think, you could fault the science.
Well, Kevin, hold on. We've got to take a break. We've got you till the end of the hour, the end of the live broadcast. We really appreciate you coming on. And, of course, breaking news. I'm sorry for getting you on 5 minutes late, but I had to cover this breaking news with the president issuing these fake terror alerts. We're going to go over what Richard Gage said, what your union's saying, what the views of Australians you talked to are, and how they tried to intimidate you into silence. We appreciate your courage, sir. We're going to come right back.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off-the-Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Brackett, president of the Victorian Trades Hall Council, the last 2 weeks has been one of the biggest stories in Australia, and it's been in the news here as they tried to demonize him. They knew his opinion. They wanted to, and I talked to him during the break. He agrees. They wanted to politically try to score points against the political party he's affiliated with and unions. So they said, come on as a guest, and they acted like he just called in. And I said, looks to me, Kevin, like this has backfired, and he agreed. So in your own words, break down kind of how this unfolded, and then we'll look at 9/11 itself and the attack on your free speech. But please continue.
Well, as I said, there was a debate on Afghanistan. There was a press release released by a structural engineer from Melbourne. I replied to the press release. John Fay time. I started talking, and then he's, you know, he's just, oh, hang on, who are you? Where are you from? So, yeah. But actually, I stuck to what the fact is, and that is that the official story doesn't stand up to scientific scrutiny. And, yeah, I was ridiculed throughout that. The next day, I rang him back again. And he says, oh, I'm on the horns of a dilemma here. He said, yesterday a man rang up. He later identified himself as the president of the Victorian Trades Oil Council and secretary of the Maritime Union. He came out with outrageous statements. He's been ridiculed all over the world, including in Parliament by the Prime Minister. And he's come on for another whacking around the ears. And I said, well, first of all, John, I want to thank you for inviting me on the program. He goes, I didn't invite you on. I said, yes, you did. I said, let's put out a press release. You replied back to me. I've got the email. Give me the number and the time to ring back. And it said exactly who I was on the email. So, yeah. But I was quite happy with the way it went out. And as I said before, earlier on, there is 76% of the people in the poll that was taken by the right-wing newspaper here supporting what I said.
And they don't like that, do they?
They don't. So I thought, you know, it was there, put out there to ridicule, you know, myself and unions, and it actually backfired on them. And I've had, you know, tremendous support from people I've seen, and I've been flooded with emails, you know, with people saying, you know, congratulations for speaking up. But I've sort of been on it for a long time, so.
Yeah. Now, the break interrupted you. You were trying to talk about Richard Gage, the head of now over 1,200 architects and engineers, who have exposed the official story as defying the laws of physics and Newton, Isaac Newton. But you got interrupted there. Finish up your point about Richard Gage coming.
Yeah, Richard Gage gave a presentation at the Victorian Trades Oil Council and told us all about exactly the science behind 9/11. So it was very convincing. And so we've been distributing, you know, email part of the his blueprint for truth, and that's he's had the support of a number of structural engineers from Melbourne. So on the back of that, we replied and I sent out the press release. So, but if you have a look at it, there was and some of the emails I've got back have been fantastic. They're estimating that there's been 8 million people killed because of September 11 now. You know, there was a 3,000, you know, nearly 3,000 originally, you know. But there's all the people from Iraq, Afghanistan. There's all the people who've been killed through the flooding of opium, you know, since, you know, America and Australia had invaded Afghanistan, where they stopped the production of opium, and now the place is awash with it. So unless we actually speak up about it, this is going to keep going on. And they've already said, if you read that blueprint for the project for a new American century, the wars will not end in our lifetime. You know, the attacks on civil liberties have started. But they didn't actually start with September 11th. We actually had them before. We had the Olympic Games in Melbourne the year before September 11th, and there was shoot to kill legislation come in. That was going to have a 3-year sunset clause. And guess what? It's still in this country. So, you know, it wasn't the start of it. These things were happening before, but it's a catalyst for the acceleration of it, you know. We've got ridiculous laws in this country now, which actually state that people can be charged for possession of a thing.
Well, I remember the shoot-to-kill orders, and now there's still, I see headlines out of Australia where it says protesters can be shot for no reason. I mean, they just say if they want to kill you, they can just shoot you.
That's right, and they can't, there's no... they can't be charged with anything. If they order the police or the army to shoot our own citizens, they cannot be charged. That was only, it was said, oh, we're just bringing it in for the Olympic Games. But actually, if I can just say something about this, Alex, is that 1 year before September 11, there was a World Economic Forum in Melbourne, and there was a protest that was organised, and it was called the S11 Protest, and it was on September 11, 2000. And, the World Economic Forum met at the Crown Casino here in Melbourne.
Stay there. Long segment coming up. You won't be interrupted for 18 minutes on the other side. Let's continue there and cover the other issues of the attack on free speech and your ideas for going forward to get a new independent investigation. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Figured I'd have a little bit of Australian rock and roll music introduce this segment. Our guest joins us from Australia. In the future, it's already Saturday morning, 5:30 in the morning, where he joins us from. We appreciate Kevin Bracken, president of the Victorian Trades Hall Council, for joining us. They tried to demonize him. They tried to make him apologize. He said, no, you cowards don't set the agenda. And it's that type of spirit that's caused the polls to go from 50% thinking inside job to over 70%. There's multiple polls. We've got Angus and Reid polls here in the United States where 83% question the official story. And as more and more comes out, it's really waking people up. He's going to finish up his point that he was just making about an event the year before on 9/11 in Australia and how all this is used for a police state. But you heard the intro, rallying patriots worldwide. We all want liberty. We all want freedom. We all want to be able to not live under corruption and terror. Staged terror is being used to do it. Now, I wasn't going to do this today, but because Obama has been caught issuing a fake terror alert, Watson is doing an article that'll be out in the next 10 minutes at PrisonPlanet.com. And just our Conway corruption search earlier this week went number one. So did the 9/11 cover-up. That went number one. Had a huge effect. You can do it, folks. We're doing it in the last 30 minutes, but I know you can do it. Search it now. Put it in Google over and over and over again and keep hitting enter, enter, enter. And click on Watson's story and send it out to everyone you know. Two words, fake terror. That's going to be in our headline. Obama issues fake terror alert ahead of election on election eve. I'm not sure the exact headline, but it's going to have fake terror in it. Obama issues fake terror on eve of election. That article is coming out right now at prisonplanet.com. That article is coming out. So we want to search the term fake terror so people understand that this was another fake event. Fake terror. Okay, that is the search term. Two words, fake terror. Do it on Yahoo as well, other search engines. Make it the number one search term. You guys never fail. Fake terror. Let's do it together. In fact, while Kevin's talking, I'm going to be entering it into Google here in front of me on my computer screen. Fake terror. Okay, Kevin, you got interrupted by the break. You've got the floor on that issue. Any other points you want to make? Then I've got some questions.
Yeah, there was the S11 protest, which was against the World Economic Forum. Yeah, it was a very peaceful protest. The first day we successfully stopped all the participants from getting in there. On the second day they put pressure on the Victorian government and they said to go ahead and give them the green light to attack the protesters. There was attacks on them, and then since then they've been paid compensation because it was illegally done. But it was just when it happened on September 11th, the next year, I thought this is strange. So we started going through, and there was a timelines, about a month later, starting to get put together about troop movements, before Afghanistan, and how they were pre-positioned before September 11 actually happened, and it became suspicious. And I started emailing information around to people, and I sent it around. Next thing I pressed on, I thought, I'll look and see what I've sent here. When I pressed it, all this pornography started coming up. And so actually, I got set. Stopped doing it for a while because I thought, geez, I don't want that to go out. As if it's stuff I'd never ever looked at. I don't do it. But yeah, I thought, geez, I'm not going to send out this. So I was shut down, from actually sharing the information around. And there's a number of ways that people use it of shutting people down. So, but the good thing is, I'm so happy that this story's actually got out now. And people are listening to it and stuck in. Starting to ask questions for themselves.
Now, other points, other issues that you want to talk about before I get to my questions.
Yep. I suppose it's not only it's so far reaching the effects that the September 11th effect has had on our place. For a start, at our work, going to work on the wharf now is like going to prison. You've got to swipe for cards, You've got to have a maritime security identity card. If you haven't got a maritime security identity card, you can't work on the wharf, and you can't go work on a ship, you can't work in the offshore oil and gas industry. It's so farcical, but because seafarers, from overseas, are actually in there, they wouldn't know where they're from. They've just introduced another 190 crimes, which are going to stop people from having an MC card. So
I was about to say it's the same model worldwide with this cashless grid. They're now saying if you have bad credit, they're not going to let you have a security clearance, and they're going to basically make almost all jobs be under this infrastructure protection. So this is a new form of tyranny to decide who can have jobs and who can't.
Exactly right. And first of all, it starts about terror. Now we've got legislation in this country with the Australian Building Control Commission, which actually is similar. If people no longer have the right to remain silent, if they're brought up and they work on a building site, if they don't tell the Australian Building Control Commission, then they actually face a 6-month jail term. So it actually takes away from you the right to remain silent in this country. So it starts off first it's against terrorism, then it's against building workers, then it's against bikie gangs, then it's against the next thing. They'll say, why do we let criminals go out like this? So everyone will be guilty. Without even being charged, the whole basis that you're innocent until proven guilty has been turned on end by this legislation. What we need to go back and have a look at is that September 11 was a crime. It was mass murder. Why hasn't one person been charged with that? And remember, if there was 19 people on those planes, there would have been at least 300 people backing up to support them. Why hasn't one of those persons been charged? And if you have a look at the 9/11 commission, it was a farce, And there's an urgent need to actually have another look, because if we do that, then we could probably have a look at what we're doing in Afghanistan, what we're doing in Iraq. That's not about liberating people. That's about corporate control,
Well, absolutely.
If we start operating on a lie, no good's going to come of it.
Well,
we'll need to call for an urgent inquiry back into September 11. And let's find out who really did it, and let's actually bring justice to bear on them. And let's conduct it without fear or favour and see wherever it takes us, you know.
Well, very well said. And what's happening in England, the continent of Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, the U.S., it doesn't matter. Everywhere where we get the internal documents in England, in Australia, in the United States, and law enforcement sends them to us, 95% of the Homeland Security or Security Service training has nothing to do with foreign Muslims. It's all about gun owners, property rights activists, farms, ranches,
liberty. Trade unionists.
Pardon me?
Trade unionists.
Absolutely.
What it does, it stops, organize. It stops our ability to organize. We can't get on the job half the time now because we've got to go through the security protocols, So it's not just, it's anyone from operating independent, and it's to take power away from people and actually give it to, big business and, corporations and government.
Absolutely. It's their pretext to take over society, and it's aimed at anyone who wants to be independent and free. This is the shadowy terror enemy that can never be defeated, never can be identified. And now they're saying here in the U.S., it's gun owners, it's returning veterans, it's people that are against big government, it's people that are against police state, that we're the number one terror threat. I mean, this is so transparent. So people say, 9/11's 9 years ago. Why do you care? Because 9/11 has been used as the foundational event to totally take our free societies and turn them into nightmare police states.
Exactly right. So, while we keep going along with this, it's going to get worse and worse. So Mussolini, he said he was supposed to be the first fascist leader. He said, I prefer not to call it fascism, I prefer to call it corporatism. It's the merger of the state and the corporation. Well, have a look what's happening now. People have got to wake up to it.
Well, we appreciate your courage. I want to get into some of my questions now specifically for you. There's a quote here where you got back on his radio show with your right to respond because he'd been demonizing you, and you exposed the host. Because you had his email that he'd invited you on before and then acted like you just called in, just showing the deception. And Mr. Bracken stood by his comments and said he had the support of 50% of the community. He also attacked Fain, claiming he was ridiculed on yesterday's program. Here's your quote. Unfortunately, and I love it, unfortunately, cowards like yourself have set the political agenda in this country for too long, said Kevin Bracken. I won't be cowered down to bullies like yourself. And the fact is, you stood up to him. You didn't care about the demonization. When the prime minister, here's the Sydney Morning Herald, PM blast, stupid 9/11 conspiracy comment. There's quotes here by members of your parliament calling for you to be shut up or for you to get in trouble for your speech. And they really showed people the naked tyranny that they want to try to bring in. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm a member of the ALP, which is a party, that Julie Gillard represents. So, and it's not, this is about not questioning it. In Australia, this hasn't got any oxygen at all, so that's why I was so happy that actually the news was coming out, even though I didn't mind being ridiculed, because, what I'm saying is right. And actually, everyone wanted to interview me that night. Since then, not one person's rung up. When the poll started saying that they supported me, I haven't had one offer from the mainstream media to speak. The only time I've spoken is on a podcast, and there's a good one. There's John Bursell. He's been doing a lot. He's an aircraft engineer from Sydney. He's got visibility911.com, and there's a podcast I've done on there. And 911oz.com also is another one too, which John's been very active about, and he's probably been the number one person that's kept this going too.
So to be clear, they coaxed you onto the air thinking they were going to be able to demonize 9/11 truth. It blew up in their face, but for the first day or two, they didn't know that, so they were really trying to hype it. But as soon as they saw the public agreed with you, 70-plus percent, they panicked, and they're hoping this goes away, showing the power we have in continuing to raise this issue.
We've just got to speak up. That's all there is, And I congratulate all the people who have done it hard over the years, you know, going out on the street, handing out DVDs, you know. That work's actually taken benefit now. Enough people have sort of have questioned it. And most of the people I see give me tremendous support and said, good on you for, you know, for doing it. And a lot of people don't believe, you know, that's what I've said. But what they do say is wrong is, you know, how I was just ridiculed. How not once did he engage in any debate on the subject, but just tried to ridicule me. And that's been their modus operandi, you know, to get whatever agenda they want to get up in this country. There's the shock jocks, and I suppose you've got them over there in the USA. And, you know, they set the news agenda for the day in the country, you know. Whatever they... People, unfortunately, don't think for themselves, you know. As I said, people are being treated like sheep, but that doesn't mean you have to actually behave like sheep.
Now...
We've got our own, you know, our own reason, you know. And we have to use those powers of reason, you know, to find out, you know, what's really going on.
But
because the picture we're being painted now isn't actually the way the world operates.
Yes, but Kevin... You know, 70%+ agreeing with you in this major poll and in other polls, the vast majority. It shows, though, that really people aren't sheep, except they still feel like they're the minority or alone when we are the majority. The polls show it here. They show it in your country. We're just not connecting to each other because the dominant corporate media tries to make us feel like we're isolated and on our own.
Exactly right. So, yeah, and I'm actually been really heartened with all the support, messages of support that I've had. Through emails and also just people I've met in the street too, who said, you know, good on you for speaking up. But I think people are wholeheartedly sick, you know, with the, we've got a two-party system in this country, which is a bit of a farce. You know, it's, they have policies which really aren't any different than the other one. You know, I think in Australia, and we become, you know, we went over to economic rationalism in the 80s, you know, and they started, you know, closing down all these things which were set up which were actually very good. And my father said, I don't know why they've got to shut them down. I said, Dad, they've got to do it because they've got no money. He said, don't tell me about that. He said, I grew up, kids, there was no money around for, there wasn't enough food for people to eat. Kids had no shoes. He said, we were like that until the Second World War started. When the Second World War started, 80 out of 10 people were working for the government. And after 6 years of that, we ended up one of the strongest economies in the world. He said, don't worry about the money. They find it when they want to. And he's exactly right.
Now, a few final questions for you. We've got a final segment coming up, but specifically, I remember the Sydney Morning Herald headline and others a year ago, Australia to implement Chinese-style net censorship. In fact, search that, guys. I want to show people that headline. Australia to implement Chinese-style net censorship. And they said, we're going to shut down tens of thousands of sites. You won't be able to get access to them. Then they tested it for about a month. Most people in Australia couldn't get Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. People in New Zealand couldn't. The ISPs were doing it without the law even passing. But the Aussies and the Kiwis stood up and said no, and they backed off. But that's an illustration of the attack on free speech. They know we're starting to get organized. It scares them. So they're trying to – and they were even putting dental offices on the list that people couldn't get to their website. Just any list they want to put you on. I've got an article out of New York where somebody that protested – was put on the terror list. Somebody that took photos, a cop's, was put on the terror list. So can you speak to the moves for Australian-style Chinese net censorship?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, they start off for, they make it out like it's a good thing because, you know, they're going to stop child pornography, which is, you know, is a good thing. It'd be great if they shut that down. But once, then they say, right, as you said, they'll shut down sites like 9/11 Truth. And, once you can't give them the control of that because if they have got outright censorship, you know, especially on the net, and that's one of the, this story's got out because of the net and actually Facebook. I don't go on Facebook, but I know all the young people who I know have actually just, the places, this story sort of really spread and I got support through Facebook and things like that. So that actually operates, it really opens up another agenda, you know, another opportunity for people to circumvent, you know, the corporate news and, speak freely to each other. So, yeah, while they always, there's always a good reason, you know, why they bring things in the first place, you know. They say, oh, it's to stop all child pornography, which is great, you know. You don't want to have that filth around. But then it gets used to actually censor people and censor actually views and opinions. So, yeah, it's a scary proposition. It's not supported by the Australian people either.
Well, that's the good news, is they're trying to shut people down, but it's not working.
That's right. And first off, you know, before they do anything, you know, they do things which are abhorrent. People find abhorrent, you know, and have got it. But actually, they use that as an agenda, you know, to actually stop down, shut down a lot of other things too. So, yeah. No, the censorship of the net isn't supported.
Well,
and actually, you know, this story's got out so well because we've got, you know, the internet. And we have got Facebook and things like that too. Even though I've never gone on Facebook because I believe it's a massive, you know, information mining exercise.
It is. Sir, stay there. Final segment, final points from Kevin Bracken. We should have our Obama issues, fake terror alert article up at prisonplanet.com in minutes. It's being uploaded now. Get it out to everybody. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights, common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3133. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride and less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Kevin Bracken.
We looked down a river and
president of the Victorian Trades Hall Council with international headlines exposing the fact that 9/11 is an inside job. The system tried to demonize him. They tried to talk about censoring him. It blew up in their face. And over 70% in major polls agree with him. We've only got a few minutes left. Watson's story is not up yet. Dealing with Obama fake terror, but the search term is fake terror. It is now up because all I see is Kurt Nemo's new story at Prison Planet. .com. I don't see the article there, but we're going to find out from him in a moment. But search the term fake terror ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Bracken, any other points you'd like to make here? I just want to salute you for what you've done. And you told me you are aware of InfoWars and Prison Planet. When's the first time you saw those sites?
Probably be a few years ago now. I think there was a DVD, and actually from then I went on to the website. So, yeah, I saw the DVD first. What was the DVD you produced, Alex?
Well, I produced Loose Change Final Cut, but I also
it was after Loose Change I saw that.
Truth Rising?
Truth Rising might have been one of them, so yeah. It's good work for yourself that people are aware, starting to wake up now, of what's going on, Alex. And I think, I don't know whether I made the point that I started speaking about earlier about the protest. It was a year before September 11th, it was called the S11 protest. The Channel 9 reporter got a award for it and made it look like World War III. Now, it was totally not the way at all. It was a very peaceful protest. The only time there was any violence was when the police, bashed the, broke a picket line open. So they made it look like a very violent protest. And any time there's people protesting about what's happening in this corporate, it's always the violent protest. There's a G20 meeting in Seoul later in November. And that'll be, no doubt, they'll play up as violent protesters. But I'll bet the protesters don't do any violence. It'll be the police and actually army, who are there, who do all the violence and actually blame it on the other side. So while they keep doing that, they take the focus away of what they're actually doing in there. They're looking at ways of stitching up the world about turning every human activity into a financial transaction. So, people have got to speak up about it. If we want a better world, we've got to actually be participators in life, and make sure that we don't allow these people to take things away from us. And we actually, we can make the world a better place, and we can do it, without weapons, without violence and without hatred. We just need to actually be informed of what's going on and actually be prepared to do something about it.
Well, Kevin Bracken, amen to that. We support you, and Godspeed. The article is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The search term is fake terror. That will lead everyone to Obama issues fake terror alert on eve of elections. We'll get Paul Watson to get Kurt Nimmo to post that at InfoWars.com. We need to get this out to everyone because the White House admits they knew last night. They tested the ink cartridge. It takes seconds. There was no explosives residue, but they went with this big sweep today. So we'll all love our government and give our rights up to it. But we are the government. We are the people. Search term fake terror. We'll put that back up on screen. The article that Obama issues fake terror alert on eve of elections. Email that article out to everyone and search that term over and over again. Kevin Bracken, as things unfold and develop, I'd like to have you pop back in the near future as we call for a new 9/11 investigation worldwide. God bless you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Alex. And thanks a lot, listeners.
God bless you. I'll say bye to you here at the end of the show. Retransmission starts now. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.